this one. What is the value you have on this one?
4,940.
How much?
4,940.
4,940?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm in disagreement with the Wilt on this one because he says that it's, I don't think he's ever seen it, but he says he's going to list it for $6,000. So we'll keep it at
great
value.
We'll raise the value then. $6,000, let us know if he gets it and we can raise the value on it.
Yeah, because there's no way he's going
to
get that, so we'll just leave that as it is.
Motion to deny.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Okay, and we're on 2016-7?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Okay, now.
He said to list this at $10,000.
What's the value do you have?
10,760.
How much? 10,760. Okay, so that's about the same, right?
That's about the same.
Okay, that's good, because it was, let's see, what else? There's several other that I sent in that was reduced last year. Did you see those exhibits?
Are you still talking about the same lot?
No.
Okay, I'm going to make a motion to deny on the lot that we were discussing there. You said it was about the same.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Now, you don't have any more, do you?
Sir?
You don't have any more listed on our list here.
No, you don't. I'll have to file these next year because they reduced them last year by 50%. Now the value is even 50% less now. There's no way I can protest these, can I?
Nope.
All right, thank you, sir.
All righty, thank you.
The next one says H&H Adventures Incorporated. That's Brad Heaton. He's here. And he says the property tax is too high. No value issue. He says in his letter that the property was appraised at $132,000. Do you have the appraisal?
I sent it in. Copy of it.
Yeah, it's on the screen there.
Sorry. If I may, this property faces Green Mountain Road. There's a motel on it. Tornado got. Set vacant, have tore up for quite a number of years. This gentleman purchased it, and cleaned it all off.
So, what you want to do? Are you saying that it's worth more with the building removed? Is that what you did?
No, I think it was appraised with the building removed, and it cost me quite a bit to remove it.
Yeah.
And basically right now, so you got, it's cleaned off, you got rubble, but what asphalt's left, you got grass going in between, and it's kind of splitting. When you stand there, I mean, when you look at the lot, you know, description, it looks like a fair big-sized lot, but when you stand and look at it, you know, it's not that big.
Do you have any idea how big it is? Is it acres?
Yeah, it basically says there, I think it's 2.3 or something acres or something
2.48.
Yeah. And then you got power lines on the Green Mountain Drive where you can't build anything on that, so that wipes off close to an acre.
Can you zoom up to the west?
Yeah, that's where the old motel was.
Okay. Where's the lot that's saying is worth 1.9? Is that the one just to the south of it?
That is correct.
That's.
But that has a little bit of, that has go-karts on it and a thrill ride and has a 76 access.
Okay, so we. When was the appraisal done? 2015?
Yeah, I basically had to go to the bank to borrow money to purchase that property.
What was the purchase price?
A purchase price, I think, but that included back taxes and everything else. It was 300 and some odd thousand. And there was 100 some odd thousand back taxes. And then there was another 80,000 in back lawyer fees because it was a big mess. And then with the city and that, because the city was going after the people, but they lost everything when the tornado wiped them out. So I paid all those basically fines and the notes, and that's what I borrowed the money from the bank from.
We've got you valued at $370,000, and what are you thinking it's worth?
I would, to be honest with you, right now with the market, I would say hopefully it'd be close to $200,000. I mean, we all know that Branson's changing, but it's going to take 5-6 years for that town to turn around.
I'm kind of getting confused on this just a little bit, and then straighten me out because of what we've said. It was hit by the tornado, and
after the it was hit by the. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. Then they didn't come in and do anything with it. And then you purchased it, or what?
No, it was hit by the tornado that year. He had no insurance, so he lost everything. So it sat in limbo for quite a few years. There was over $100,000, I think, back taxes, and then the lawyer that was supposed to help with him out, he was disbarred from the state of Missouri and Oklahoma. It was a big mess. So, go ahead.
So when you bought it, it was in disrepair. The motel.
That's correct. It was all fenced off. So because a bunch of transients were living in it, I mean it was a mess.
We got 370 on here. Do you guys? Do you think 270 is?
My question is, and I'm sorry, I'm trying to. You have an appraisal of $132,000.
That is correct.
From the bank?
No, that was from the appraisal.
Well, you had to get one.
I had to get the appraisal from the.
But the purchase price was $300,000.
That's what I paid. I backed it all up with my personal finances.
What I'm trying to get at, you got 200. We got appraised as 370. You give right. 300.
That's what I paid for it, yes.
Okay, you give 300, but you had some investment. Now, I can't take all this stuff that you're saying in the back taxes and all that kind of stuff, but you give $300,000 for the property, right?
Well, if I broke it all down, it wasn't that, because my total loan was $300,000, where I had to pay the back taxes and all the other loans and the lawyer fees and what the city had tagged onto it. So I paid all that. But my original loan price was over $300,000. And then how I got the loan was because I had a whole bunch of assets and other things that which I put collaborated another corporation onto that. And that's basically how the bank lent me the money.
Since this, the building's been demoed? Is that correct?
Yes, it's demolished.
A demo cost, how much is your demo cost?
$80,000.
Oh, so
the $80,000,
that was included in the price.
It isn't through the price, but it also increased the value of the land. And that's
right.
You know,
we've done this before.
Right, if we look at raw
past,
land.
The demo cost is part of it, but then you have to figure back in a percentage of increased value.
Yeah, even if. I'm just. Your thoughts? Do you have any? If we look at just the raw land value, you've got 2.4 acres. It's not on the strip. I mean, there's some obsolescence to it. So even if you price it at $4 a square foot, you're still at $526,000. So I don't know, that 350 range isn't a fair price, to be honest with you, sir. Was the appraisal that you had before, the appraisal you had, the $132,000, is that before the
demo?
The demolition?
Yeah, but that was on vacant land. I think, I mean, the property tax on that little parcel is $6,000 a year.
Well, there's got to be a reason why you paid $300 in it. So
the reason why I did it, because you got Curtis Road on there. So if the person who owns Starving Marvin's would have bought that piece of property, then the city would have volunteered to vacate that road, and they would build something, and it would encroach the business that existing. Because the mini golf that is right beside us, which is separate, they encroach on the property. And they got the big mountain there, and it covers everything up. And then with the city, you can't put signs or nothing. And that's the reason why I did that. Because right now, that little parcel in the front, you see there on the right-hand side? I mean, they couldn't... That's correct. It's not big enough to build something to cover me up. Because right now we have problems of even getting people there, because the mini golf where that plane is, the encroachments are all over. I mean, that should have been shifted over, but you know, that'd just be lawyers fighting lawyers. And
after all we've talked about, I'm going to make a motion to set it at $270,000.
I'll second that. I think it's fair.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you.
Yep. You'll be getting, you want to explain that to him? You'll be getting the results.
You'll receive a letter in the mail from the county clerk's office, and that letter will give you what our decision was.
Okay.
And then, if you don't like the outcome of the decision, you can continue on with the State Tax Commission. It'll describe all that in the letter. So.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Do you have a teleconference?
Okay. I would like to recess for till 3.
You think that was more?
What's the 2016-10, the Bradley Mall?
Here,